touches on the seventh shot, and then we'll kind of wrap up things with the sugya and see if we can get a little head start on the next sugya. So, of course, our entire goal is simply to understand one half line in the Muhammad's. It's a very, very long Muhammad's. One half line in the Muhammad's as is relevant for testing the days, where the Ramban claims, B'das Rashi, that the rules of Tchilas of Shiva Sofa Bionis play out in terms of Bor, the same way they play out in Shomrim and Shade and Reglan, basically called Torah Kula. That was the Ramban's beer in the Rashi and Arsugya. So this is in contrast to the Balamor developed this whole theory of Dafman Beis, that Tchilas of Shiva Sofa Bionis in fact does not apply to Bor. What prompted the Balamor to say that was that whole sugya about the camels and the Shvarim. And we pointed out that there are actually seven different Biurim, at least that we've counted up in the sugya, that there are different ways to understand that sugya, not necessarily to come to the conclusion of Balamor. So we went through all the things we understood about some of the different ways, some of the questions, some of the horrors that we had in different ways, and we pretty much came up to a conclusion of the Ramban himself, which is the Ramban's sheet, or this part of the Kachap. Did I write that there? Number seven, right? That's the key one, the one we really want. Yachas ben Abshiel le'Oides. So this was the view of the Ramban. This was also there was the Tosis that said the same idea. What was this one again? This was the Rava Bezin about the what? About Chavzecher, right? Okay. Fine. So the Ramban, as well as other Rishonim, developed an idea that nothing to do with Bor, but has to do with Chilas Mashiach Sof Yonas. You can only say that Chilas Mashiach Sof Yonas is Chayev is if the onus happens because of the pshia. Now, I don't mean that the pshia was the real gorim of the onus. If the onus really truly came about because of the pshia, so then that's not onus anymore. That's pshia. It means that of course it's objectively an onus. Of course it's off the normal expectations that this animal was going to die, this animal was going to jump, it was going to fall, this item was going to get stolen. Whatever labeling the onus is. But at the end of the day, it's because you set up a certain type of a circumstance that enabled the objective onus to happen, in a sense. So the classic, best example is the tray for the urbani. At the end of the day, no one's going to argue that somebody stealing money in the middle of some hut, in the middle of the forest, is a crazy, unexpected type of an event. But Lamaisa, if you wouldn't have put it there, it wouldn't have gotten stolen. So you're right, from the vantage point of the Geneva itself, it's an onus, but at the end of the day, your pshia did start the engine rolling. Your pshia did set up the ability for the onus to take place. So, but when the pshia happened, and when the onus happened, the onus would have happened no matter what, whether you did or didn't do a pshia. So that's not chayav, that's going to be part. That's the Ramban's theory, and that's why opening the case of the Gemalim, that there's really no correlation between the pshia that you did for the camels and the fact that the termites came and ultimately ended up eating up the kisya of the boar. So the Rishonim who developed this idea did not say so in a vacuum. The Gemara that they're all pinning it on is a Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Vav, a very famous Gemara. But the Gemara speaks about the Machlokes Abayin Rava, about the Poshim of Yotzos La'agam. So where are we? Where's that Gemara? 11th Ramban Kamis, very, very famous Gemara. Itmar, Poshiba v'yatzas la'agam, u'meisa kedarka. So I'm a shomer, I'm supposed to watch the animal, and no matter what I am, even I'm a shomer chinam, I'm still not supposed to be pesheya. Now it's pesheya. So what's main pesheya? I left the barn door wide open, the animal walked around, anything could have happened. It got out loose, could have been stolen, could have been hit by a car, anything could have happened to this animal. And then lo and behold, what happened? The animal went out to the agam, went out to the marsh. That's a terrible, terrible pshia that I did, letting this animal out on its own. And then what happened? The animal suffered, just dropped dead, just fell, collapsed, and mesa kadarka. So what's the story? So the Gemara quotes Machlokes Abayin Rava. So both Abayin Rava are claiming that Rava was the generation before, they're both claiming that Rava said something about this topic. The only thing is we're not sure what he said about the topic. Either he said chayv or potter. Almost the same thing. One says chayv, one says potter. Okay. It's like one person says also, one person says mutter. Yeah, it's all the same thing. Okay. So in discussing the Shita, so the Gemara begins to address the issue of Tchilas Peshiva Sofa Bionis. Because at first glance, this is a very, very similar idea. I was Peshaya. On the other hand, the animal didn't die from the Peshia. The animal didn't get stolen from the Peshia. The animal died from an Inus. The animal has a heart attack and drops dead in the middle of the marsh. That's Elcha Inus Gavul Mizeh. Even a Shemitzach is good. I mean, Shem will be Chayav. Shem is Chayav in Einstein. But even a Shemitzach would be Potter on that. Who Mesa Nishba in Rora. Mesa Kedarka is considered to be an Einus. So, Lech Ora, This is the classic Tchilos Meshivas of the Onis Shaila, to which the Gemara backtracks and goes, it's not so simple. And really, it's Rava's words that are the most important for us, Lamaisa, because Rava's going to get the upper hand in this sugya. So Rava makes the following statement. Rava Mishmei de Rabba Amar Potter. Why? Kol Daina de Lo Doin Ki Aydina Lav Daina. Say that five times fast. Kol Daina de Lo Doin Ki Aydina Lav Daina Hu. Any Dayan who doesn't say like me is not really worthy to be a Dayan. I mean, he's absolutely certain that what he's saying is right. He says, Rava, Lo Bevai Lema Di Abit Chilas Mishiv Asafi Bien Is Potter. The Potter, if you hold like the Shita, we don't pass him like that, the other Lashon Rav Yosef, that Chilas Mishiv Asafi Bien Is Potter, then this is for sure Potter. Even according to the opinion that's chayev, which is where we paskin, hacha potter. Why is this potter? So here, Rava is clearly putting the brakes on tchilas of b'shia. One of the brakes, my timer. The arminan malach hamoves, mali hacha u'mali hasa. When it comes to the malach hamoves, it's a very nice poetic way of saying tachlis. The animal dying, the animal would have died whether it's in the agam. The animal would have died whether it's inside the barn. So if the animal would have gotten stolen, if the animal would have gotten hit by a car or something, so that we can directly attribute that to the pshia, so then you chayav, then you mamash pshia. But if the animal ultimately died, and an oinus happened, and the oinus would have happened even without the pshia, malach hamoves, malach hacha, malach hasam, and therefore you're going to be potter. What does those magic words of Rava mean? What's that principle of Rava? So Tosfos and the Ramban, and a host of other Rishayim said that what Rava is basically codifying for us is this Yisuk. He is basically putting the brakes on Chilas Mashiach Sav Yonis. Rava is the one responsible for this principle of number 7 of the Ramban, that what the Gemara is saying explicitly, at least according to Rava, is that if the Oynes would have happened even in the absence of the Pshia, there's a breakdown in the Yachas, there's a breakdown in the relationship, and therefore there's no connection, living or dead, between no pun between the Pshia and the Oynes. And therefore, the Chiyai Gavna, even we, who Paskin Chayev normally, are going to Paskin Potter. And that is the secret of Dafnan Beis as well. So the Ramban, in that long Mechamas Hashem, saw the secret to Dafnan Beis, not like the Balavor sword, and not like the Raivit sword, not like the Riha sword, not like the Beirit sword, and not like the Raivit. No, the Emes answer is that the Oynes, Hayah, Ayaba, Bali, Hapshiya. Ayaba, Bali, Hapshiya. And therefore, even we, Paskin, you're going to be potter. That's the Rabban's Yisod. So now, we have to take this Yisod and challenge it and see, is this really true? Are there other Gemaras that stand up to this Yisod, or are there other Gemaras that perhaps refute this Yisod? So much of the discussion about this Yisod, besides the Gemara about Pashma V'Yatzal Agam, revolve around the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Gimel. I think I put it in the Tosis, right? I don't think I put the Gemara itself on the Mamre Kamas today.
Just
the Tosis. Okay, but everyone looked up the Gemara, I hope. So there's a Gemara on Daf Tzadi Gimel of Eizem of Metzia, where the Gemara talks about a roa sheiniach edra ubal ir. We have a shepherd, and he's supposed to be shepherding his sheep. That's what shepherds generally do. And he decides to leave the flock. And he leaves the flock at a time when he's not supposed to be leaving the flock. Now, what does that mean exactly? When is he allowed to leave? When is he not allowed to leave? So that depends upon the union of shepherds, depends on Shemachidim, Shemachach, the different rules, what's expected of the shepherd. But he did something that he wasn't supposed to be doing. Ubali Yevedaras. So Abaye, in the middle of that sugya in Daf Tzadi Gimel, Abaye has a comment, and Abaye says that we should view this shepherd as leaving his flock in an inappropriate manner through the eyes of Tchilas B'Shiv Esof of Yonis. He was albi in the Delo Eili Inshi. He left his flock at a time when it wasn't acceptable. It wasn't acceptable shepherding practice, and therefore, again, I don't know too much about being shepherd. Anyone know a shepherd? No? Anyone? Why who has a shepherding class? No, there's no major for being a shepherd. Okay, so I don't know too much about it, but the Gemara tells us sometimes it's okay for the shepherd to leave, and sometimes not. So the shepherd left. The Raya left at a time when he wasn't supposed to, but he left in a manner that even after he left, what happened at the end of the day? So he left. So he's doing his sheep out somewhere in the field. He comes into town to get to buy lunch, but he wasn't supposed to. And what happened when he comes back? He realizes that what attacked the sheep? A lion attacked the sheep. Now, between you and me, he wasn't qualified to deal with that lion anyway. So if the lion would have come even when he was on duty, what would he have done? He would have ran away anyway. So the sheep would have gotten eaten up anyway. So Abai says, you're right, it's an oinus. Kaval ke oinus, a lion coming to eat sheep's oinus. But sorry, Charlie, he lost the sheep himself of the oinus. And therefore, he's going to be chayuv. So that was Abai's ha'ora and tzadi beis and babitzi. So that's a very startling statement, because yes, it's true that it appears to be a tchilas of Mashiach, right? Because here you have our shepherd, okay? The shepherd. What does the shepherd have in his hand? Right? Is that right? A little bulky, okay? He's holding this thing. And here we have a little sheep, okay? Shepsel. Okay? And now you have a very, very scary looking lion. It's true, a lion. Okay? Name of the lion, okay? Right? He's about to come and eat the sheep. Now, this guy over here has very, very little to do about this. So he's gonna run for the first shelter no matter what happens. But he wasn't even around because he exited stage left an hour ago to go get lunch. And he wasn't supposed to get lunch at that time. It wasn't regular eating hours. So he was the low Eile Inshi. So he was Pesheya. And now an oinus happened. So Abai says, well, we're sorry. He's going to have to pay anyway because the cholesterol stuff will be oinus. So frek the Ramban and frek the Tosis and frek all the Rishayim who bought into this klal, who understood Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis, Malach HaMavis, as telling us the Yisai that the onus Hayavah B'li HaPshia, so then you're not Chayav, the onus would have come without the Pshia. The Pshia was that he left. Even if he would have been here, the onus still would have happened. There's absolutely nothing that could have happened to change this onus. So why mechayev? That's the kasha Rishonim ask. So there are fundamentally two different approaches in the Rishonim how to solve that problem. So there are a group of Rishonim led by the Rif who say, Inochinami, we just sized it up right. This case of the shepherd is the halachic equivalent of Pashim Aviyotas La'agam. Oh, absolutely, this is the same thing. No question about it. The oinus would have happened with or without the pshia. But, says the Rif, you have to look who is doing the talking on Daf Tzadi Beis. Who is the one who made that aura? Anyone look up the Gemara? Anyone read the Tais? Read the Ramban? Read the Tais? Who is it? It's Abaye. What piece of information do we know about Abaye? We know that Abaye happens to disagree on Daf Lamed Vav also. Because you go on Daf Lamed Vav, so Abaye said you're chayav. Now, truth to be told, Abaye said you're chayav for a totally different reason. Why does Abaye happen to hold that Pashma of Yosef Dagam is chayav? Anyone know why? Because Havla Diagba Kopra, Abaye holds, after doing a pomological study on this animal, we realize that the reason why the animal probably died was because it's down in the Agam. It means Kol Zman was in the barn with healthy air quality, so the animal was doing great. It was in tip-top shape, exercising every day, was doing what? So stress tests were wonderful. All of a sudden, it goes out to the field, and it starts, it can't breathe. The smog of the fields, it can't breathe, and it collapses, and it has a heart attack. So comes Abaye and says, this is not an ones, this is a what? This is a pshia gemura. Means you're letting the animal go out to the unhealthy air is what killed the animal. So there's a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye, it's machlekes in the world of veterinarian medicine. Right? According to Rava, the animal suffered a heart attack that it would have suffered no matter what. Abaye said, it's not true. It didn't suffer a heart attack no matter what. It suffered a heart attack because of where it was, and therefore it's an outright pshia. If that's the nekudas machlekes Abaye and Rava, that's what the Gemara says, havu gad mukatla, so how... Why do we think Abaye disagrees lahalacha with this Ramban? Why do we think Abaye has anything to say about this? Now the klal of Rava that oinus hayavah b'li hapshia is a correct klal, even according to Abaye. The nekudas machlekes Abaye and Rava is only about the veterinarian side of the shaila. What's the cause of death? Is the cause of death bad air quality? Is the cause of death just a unexplained heart attack? So come to Rishonim and say, comes the Rif and says, if you look at the Gemara B'Metzia and Daf Lamed Vav very, very carefully, you'll notice there's actually a dual machlokes about Rava taking place. What is the dual machlokes? You have to read the Gemara now carefully. So back to Daf Tzadi Vav. Back to Daf Lamed Vav. We must sit by Poshma Vietz the Arabic Kedark. Abaye Meshid the Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi Meshid the Rabbi Potter. Abaye Mechayev. So what does Abaye say in the second one? Lo Mevayel Laman Diyomet Chilosu Meshiv Asof Bionis Techayev Dechayev. Abaye says that if you talk the language of Tchilas and Meshiv, so be honest, Avadi Yechayev. Stop. That's all. I don't even want to go to the next slide yet. What did Abai just mean with that statement? If you hold chilas and b'shir v'sefer b'yonis, that it is muvan me'elav, why pasuk of yotzas lachem is chayek? Why is that? What does he mean with that line? Make believe you never read past that line. It may not be hard for some guys, right? Okay, I hope everybody did read the past line. Make believe you only read that line together. Amr Abaye, lo mevayel madiyama, chilas b'shir v'sefer is chayek dechayek. What is Abai saying? What's licked in Abai in that statement? That the reason why Yechayev in this case is because of Chilas B'Shiv Sofer B'Wah? Bonus. That means Abai has not yet done the veterinarian studies. He has not yet commented on the cause of death. He is willing to concede at that stage, that law in the Gemara, that the cause of death is what? Is an outright what? Oh, this is still Chayev. So at that half law in the Gemara, when the Gemara thought, Abaye thought that Yechayev, because Yechayev is finished, because Chayev is Chayev. Abaye is taking on who? Who's your son is he about to disagree with that one? With Rava's last line of Malcham Avos Malay Hachmah, which is either Amban Yisayi. So comes the riff and says, Abaye, point one is say, if you hold Chilas B'Shiv Yosef Yonis is Chayev, Yechayev alts Chilas B'Shiv Yosef Yonis. There's no correlation, there's no connection, there ain't yachas. What does Abaye say? What does Abaye say? What does he say? He says, so what? What did he yachas for? You, Rav, made that up. I don't think that's right. You, Rav, made it up. I disagree. So Abaye, in that line of saying that lo mevayah, that Ram chayav, the chayav, that means before his veterinarian results are in, he's still saying, oh, this is a chayav. And then, by the way, Abaye adds fuel to the fire. He says, by the way, let me explain why Yechayev, even if you hold Chilas B'Shiv Yosef Yonis as Potter, why is that? My time, why is that? I feel the man, you have a Potter, Hoch Chayev, my time, and there being a Hath of the Yagma Katla. Because, by the way, it happens not to be an Einus altogether, it's a Pshia. So, the Machlekes Abaye and Rava is on two Nakudas. So, point number, we don't need this silly picture over here. So comes Abaye to Yesodis. Yesod number one is that if you hold chiloso, the chule is chayav. So chayav the chol oines, no matter what. Even though there's zero correlation, no connection, no yachas between the onus and the pshit, does matter. He's still chayav. And then, by the way, Abaye has another smaller point, something not as exciting, not as shastik as Yesod. By the way, animals that die, the heba, shemesa, biagam, so the cause of death is, what? What's the cause of death? Havla, diavla, biagma, katla. Okay, now, out of in terms of the grandiose scheme of your Torah knowledge, which is the more important, so to speak, to know about? Which is the more claudistic thing? Number one, that's the real Yesod. Because that's, you have to take a baye and then learn Sadi Beis and then learn Bava Kamadan Days, and you gotta learn Bava Mitzvah Dafman Days. You got to go through all the sugars and shas with Abaye, Shita, and on. When you have the second statement of Abaye, it's nice. I mean, next time you have an animal that dies in the Agam and you ask to fill out a form for cause of death, so it's important to know why the animal died. But it's not so critical, not the most important thing in terms of the greater scheme of things. So there's a dual machlokes Abaye. Rav, of course, is Mechadish to Aswat. Rav is mechadish to us that Abaye is wrong on two counts. Why? He's wrong about his facts. Rav said, the cause of death, his study showed the cause of death is just a simple, spontaneous death, nothing to do with the air quality. So that second he showed is just Matthias wrong. And Abaye's claim that all chilas b'shiv sofer yonis are always chayav, he disagrees with that also. And Rav says, no, he showed number two, push it, wrong on Matthias. And number one is also not true because you need a yachas, you need a relationship between the tchi and the yodis. So came along the riff and said, and now that we just discovered that there's this grandiose machlokes, and when you learn Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Vav, most people learn Bava Metzia Lamed Vav and they think, oh gee, wow, Abaye and Rav having a machlokes, ask the veterinarians. Like, not a very important machlokes. Is it dying spontaneously? Is it malachamavas? Is it bad air quality? And then you move on to para. But according to what the Rif just said, that's like the secondary issue. That's like the least important part of the sugya. The most important part is klal number one. It's klal number one, Abaye right? Klal number one is Rav right? So comes the Rif and says, now that we've just ascertained that Abaye has this grandiose shita, different from Rav, about Chilas Mashiach, so be honest. Then the Gemara Daf Tzadi Beis doesn't cause us any loss of sleep anymore. Amalei Abaye. Abaye was the one who asked the Kasha. Abaye was the one who said, hey, wait a second, the shepherd left, he's a Tchilas Mashiach, it's a Sefer B'yayinus, he should be Chayav. So the Ramban got all nervous, Gevalt Geshrigin, there's no Yachas, says the Rif. No Yachas. Yeah, this is Abaye, not Rav. We would never have asked such a Kasha, but Abaye was entitled to ask the Kasha. So when you learn Daf Tzadi Beis, you have to learn in light of Daf Lamed Vav. That's the one whole Mahalach in this. But there are other Rishonim who didn't even want to give, they didn't want to budge, not one inch on this discussion. They were so convinced that this is Chayt V'Layavah. Eines Ayavah B'Liyah Pshiyah is such a point there, it's such an unbelievable point there, that nobody could ever question it. That they went back to B'Metziyah Daf Tzadi Beis, and they bent over backwards to show you that B'Metziyah Tzadi Beis is not that. I thought it was that, but it's not that. So Tosfos in different places in Shas, Ramban, different Rishonim, have different approaches to try to explain why what's really going on Daf Tzadi Beis is not this. It's not the Eines Ayavah B'Liyah Pshiyah. It's not Bava Kava Daf Nun Beis. It's not Bava Metziyah Daf Lamed Vav Beis. It's not Malach HaMavas Malach HaMalach HaSam. There is a very real correlation between the Pshiyah and the Eines. What is that correlation? So at first glance we thought that this animal would have gotten, the sheep would have gotten killed by the lion no matter what, whether the shepherd's there or not, because the lion's a big man. We should all roar right there. What's a good name for a lion?
Leo.
Ariesha. Well, Leo, okay? Right?
Leo's Simba.
Simba's a little guy, you know? A little funny
Mufasa.
One. Mufasa.
That's his dad, the scary one.
Mufasa? Who's the uncle?
Scar.
Scar, right?
Yeah,
Scar. He's the scary one. Okay. I mean, he's the mean guy, Mufasa. Okay. So whatever it is, bottom line is, you have this lion, all right? And you got this little sheep. What's good name for a sheep?
Bo-Pete.
That's the shepherd, okay? Anyway, okay, fine. You got the idea. So you got this very, very big scary lion, you got this little sheep, and now you got a shepherd. The little wimpy shepherd, little Bo-Pete, lost the sheep, right? She's a little, she's not going to make it, she's not going to start to stand up to Mufasa or Scar, whatever the guy's name, Leo, whatever his name is. You know, unless it's a lion that doesn't have any courage, that's a whole other story. Hopefully he'll be Zeich, he'll make it to the Emerald City, he'll get his courage, and everyone will be back to Shalom Shalom. Okay. But, so, Rabbi Sai, L'chorah, the Rishonim are right, that the case of Daf Tzadi Beis is a classic example where the Eines Ayavah B'Liyah Pshiyah, and comes to us and says, no, it's not true. It is possible, maybe, it is possible, that the Eines never would have happened. It just never, ever would have happened. Anyone know why? Anyone can explain to you why maybe, in some off chance, the Eines wouldn't happen?
Is there people there?
So it could be, but maybe, you're right, this shepherd himself is not so strong, but a lot of weak shepherds together could maybe have ganged up on this line, at least chased it away, possibly. Possible. What else could have possibly happened? Not that the shepherd would have been a fight for the lion, but what?
Scared it off just by being there.
Just being beaten. You know, again, I don't know the intricacies of the psychological studies of the lions, but I imagine that if the lion sees some very, very strong person there with their thing, and they think, who knows what, maybe they'll go find another sheep which is not being protected. So it's possible. Again, I don't know whether it's going to happen or not, but one could argue, Ken Zion, could be that the pshi has something to do with the oinus. Or what else? An unbelievable thing could happen. What could happen? It is possible that, as the Pesuk says to Shmuel, David HaMelech had the unbelievable Yad Ishmael as he fought off a lion. It could be. It's possible they fought. What other great personality fought off a lion? Anyone know? Good. Anyone know the story? Did I tell you the story? I told last year. Who remembers?
No.
Definitely new guys. Okay, new guys. This is Gevaldik of Shem. Benayel, not just because I said, I think it's right shot. No, I think it's right. Benayel Ben Yoyada, the Pesuk says that he was Shlomo HaMelech's strong man. Benayel Ben Yoyada, who he kas ari b'soch habor b'yom ha-shelek. Right, he killed the lion in the pit on the snowy day. So the question is obvious. What in the world is that supposed to mean? It's classic in Navi. What in the world does that mean? That he killed the lion in a snowy day in the pit. So the Gemara has drushes and different things in Teshuvah Peah, what that alludes to, and Barabbas, but it's just Pshita Shemikra. So years ago, I was listening to the news one day, it was snowing, And they pointed out that they had to take all the lions out of the Bronx Zoo and put them behind the cages. Why? Because the lions stay in those ditches in the Bronx Zoo, and they were afraid that it was supposed to be a big snow, and the snow was gonna pile up, and the lions possibly could be able to climb up on the snow and get out of the ditches. So in order to prepare for that, they had to lock up all the lions in the cages. When I heard that news, they thought that's the job disposal. That there was a lion that they trapped in the bottom of a pit. Kozman, that it was deep in the pit, the lion wasn't going anywhere, so what do you have to kill the lion for? But once it started to snow, it was Yom HaShelech, so all of a sudden, they looked down the pit, he said, oh my goodness gracious, the snow's getting higher, big Yerushalayim snow, and the lion's going to climb right out and start eating everybody up. So he had no choice, he had to fight the lion. V'so chabor v'yom HaShelech. That's what I thought. If you like that chat, great, if not, that's also fine. Okay, getting back to the story. So Tosfos writes that it could be that the shepherd could have actually taken on the lion. Again, the feed derech teva probably not going to happen, and therefore it's probably an oines. But we could still say, well, there's a yachas between the pshia and the oines. All we have to do is create a yachas. All we have to do is say, it's not like an animal dying just on the spot. The animal malach hamavus malach malachosam, that easily would happen here, there, anywhere. So that's in kesher in yachas. As long as we could create some kind of a reason that could be half-baked explanation why your pshia may have resulted in dishonest. Either because your being there would have scared it away, or maybe you would have had the shepherds helping you, or maybe you could have possibly overcame the lion. Any of those things are possible, and therefore your leaving creates the achas that's necessary, and that's what Abaye meant for you. So according to this pshat, the Taisus suggested by Metzia, that nobody has to disagree with this Yisrael. This Yisrael is so emes lamita, number 7, it's so partial, it's so obvious, nobody could have to argue with this, and therefore, even Abaye may buy into this. So again, many of the Bisharim never heard of this pshat. All the other Bisharim gave different answers. Obviously learned Bamitzi Lam Rav differently. I'm not sure how they learned, but they must have learned Rav differently. So they didn't buy into this Einesei Babel Yapshia pshat. And according to those who accepted this pshat, so then there's a breakdown of Rishonim. Some Rishonim said that everybody buys into this pshat. That's what Tosfos says. And the Rif concedes that maybe half the Amorim didn't, maybe half the Amorim didn't. Maybe that was goof of the Machlekes, and part of the Machlekes of Rav and Daflam. Okay. So we've really, really gone through every single possibility here that we've discussed 7 different pshatim as to what's going on in the afternoon days. But then we get to the absolute last of the pshatim for our purposes. And what is that? That's a ravid again. It's a ravid on the Rambam. We've had a lot of ravid pshatim floating around. Some of them are from different ravids, but this is from the ravid on the Rambam is the 3rd ravid. That's the most famous of the ravids. So the ravid says, he makes a ha'ara about the sugya daf nun beis. Om Avram, Harav Rabbi Yitzchak, who's that? The Rif. Lehevi bel chaysav b'kol osa sugya klum. The entire sugya daf nun beis, we've been spending 3 days in the sugya, doesn't appear in the Rif. It's not beshad there. The entire discussion of camels and animals and shvar, God, missing in action. What happened? Deim she'enu ikur. The Rif B'Stama left it out because he thought it was Shalai Kalocha. Why do you think it was Shalai Kalocha? The Soma Chamashi Eskimu Balei HaGemara the Tchilasa B'Shiva Sof Yonis Chayev. It says, M'Stama, the Rif was so bothered with this Kasha that led 7 different Rishonim to ask and answer and give different Mahalchim to explain how do you resolve that Sugi in light of Tchilasa B'Shiva Sof Yonis Chayev. What's the Rif's 8th answer to that question? How do you resolve it? You don't. Machlokes, not the first machlokes, not the last machlokes. Now we know that this was a burning issue. Tchilas b'shiva sof b'yonis. It was unresolved in the days of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, there were 2 shoynes in the days. It was unresolved in the days of Bayin Rava. Bayin Rava, the next generation, they were still talking about tchilas b'shiva sof b'yonis. It was unresolved in the Chav days. Unresolved in the Mem days. Unresolved in the Lamed Vav. This was an ongoing issue. Finally, acharei kichleis hakol, we paskin halacha. Who chasad tchilas b'shiva sof b'yonis is chayav? So the Rif understood that this sugya daftan beis was assuming that chilas b'shiva sof b'yonis is really potter, and when the Gemara said lo amrinim migo da b'shel legemalim b'shel leshvarim, we kept on asking the question, why doesn't the Gemara use the phrase chilas b'shiva sof b'yonis? What's the answer? It does. That's what it means. It was just different amarim, a different lingo. You know, we're so used to our lingo chilas b'shiva. It's the same thing. So the whole sugya daftan beis is postulating in a sense that Chilas B'Shiv Sof Yonis is Potter, to which that Psach and Daf Nun Beis is turned over on Bar Mitzvah Daf Nun Beis. But the Gemara finally, all right, let's go, the last words out of the mouth of the Gemara before the sugya comes to an end is, so therefore you have to start crossing out sugyas and shas. So one of those sugyas that just goes up in smoke is Baba Kama, Daf Nun Beis. So if I would have told you that first, then no one would have thought of listening to Shia for the rest of 3 days. I guess those guys didn't come to Shia. They must have held like the riff, so they're like, why come to Shia? I'm wasting our time for 3 days. So Baruch Hashem, we saw the seven shakim, we saw the different, it taught us a lot about Born, a lot about we learned a lot about Shomrim, we learned a lot about sheep, we learned a lot about, you know, little bull people, we learned a lot about a lot of things along the way. But at the end of the day, the Ravid claims, but that's the riff, the whole thing is not really true, because it was all rejected once the Gemara concludes. So we have 7/8 shittas as to how to resolve. 7 shittas try to resolve. The Yerif gives up and doesn't even bother to try to resolve. But again, this was all just because we're learning Bava Kama Daf Tes. Because we want, with the Ramban, saw in Bava Kama Daf Tes, something related to the sugya. He read into Rashi. Not even everyone read that way into Rashi. He read this into Rashi, and this got the ball started. And hopefully we got a little bit of a background as to how the sugya plays out, particularly for Bor, but again, other areas as well. Okay. Good. Any last questions on the sugya? Okay, move on to the next one. Okay. The Rif quotes the sugya. No, that was the
Oh.
The rabbi claims it didn't exist then.
I understood you earlier to say that the Rif had a view as to
Right, the Rif. You want to know, according to the Rif, Shita in Bava Metzia, according to his view of Tchilas V'Shiras of Yonis, this terrace doesn't fit. The later Mefarshim point out that this Ravid is very Mechudosh, because the Rif himself does hold like the Ramban. The Rif says at least Rava holds like the Ramban. So according to the Rif's viewing like the Ramban, he shouldn't have said what he says or doesn't say in Novakam.